It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. We've moved into, well, we're sitting on the cusp of July, and we will be hearing fewer and fewer bird songs, which is going to be a real empty space in my life, because there are times when I just want to stop and listen to the birds sing. And the other night was one of those nights. I was out, it was hot, and I was out sitting on the deck, and the mosquitoes weren't that bad, and I could hear the hermit thrushes and the veeries and, oh, just innumerable birds, birds whose songs I don't know, and just singing their hearts out there in the woods. And every day, song sparrows and white-throated sparrows and robins and rose-breasted grosbeaks, everybody's throwing songs at us. All that's going to come to an end very, very soon. So get out and enjoy the last of the singing birds. There will always be some birds who just don't get the message. The red-eyed vireo is one, and that one will go on singing well into August. The northern wood peewee seems to have a song that carries on quite a while, but a lot of the birds that you're hearing now are going to stop singing in the next couple of weeks. So now's the time to get out and listen to them. And while you're listening to the birds, check out the wildflowers. This time of year, the wildflowers tend to be taller. We're done with the ephemeral spring flowers, those low down in underneath the trees flowers that are now shaded out. And we're moving on toward the taller flowers. And so these become, well, I guess a little easier to see because they are taller than the surrounding flowers or surrounding vegetation. So, for example, the black-eyed Susans began to bloom last Thursday. And that was just a little bit early, just a couple of days early on average. But this time of year, the funny thing is the flowers, like you can go through a spring and you can have flowers vary 10 days, 12 days, 14 days, 2 weeks. They can get off kilter. They can be that much late or that much early, depending on the spring. By the time you get to the end of June, things start to fall in pretty steady. And the first flowers on the black-eyed Susans I mentioned were on the 25th of June, and that was 2 days early on a 35-year average for those. So 2 days is, you know, sometimes that's just observational. That's like I didn't see them for 2 days, or I missed them in other years. But yeah, it definitely is pretty much on schedule. You don't see a lot of things showing up this time of year where their timing is well out of sync. Another flower, pardon me, another flower that's blooming right now that is pretty easy to see is the cow parsnip. Now, this plant can get to be 6, 7, 8 feet high, and it has a flower as big as a small plate. The flowers are 6, 7, 8 inches across. Now, there are hundreds of flowers in that cluster of flowers. It's not as though one flower were 6 or 8 inches across, but this cluster of tiny white flowers at the top of this large plant is pretty obvious right now. And the leaf on that plant is also large. It's lobed. It looks a bit like a maple leaf, and it is quite distinctive, pretty easy to identify. So if yours hasn't flowered yet, chances are it's going to very soon, and you can identify it by this giant, giant leaf that it's likely to have. On the other end of things, I've been checking my trailing arbutus. I look at it at least once a week to make sure it's okay. It's protected from deer by a fence, and inside that little fence, the trailing arbutus has begun to put out new leaves. So sometime after the flowering was completed and before they come along and just kind of fall into stasis for the summer, they actually grow some new leaves, and they have done that, and the leaves are, oh, half as large as they will be by the end of summer, so they're still doing some growing. Last week, I mentioned seeing a very beautiful plant called Maiden Pink, which was blooming in a really dry hayfield. And it has been blooming since and is doing just fine. But while I was out there checking it out to make sure that it was doing fine and was still blooming, I came across a small butter yellow flower. This is a pale yellow flower, 5 petals. It can grow 12 to 15, 18 inches high. And back on the 25th, when I saw my first one, that was a couple days late from average. But this is the time of year, and this is a plant called rough-fruited cinquefoil or sulfur cinquefoil. And the sulfur appellation comes from the fact that the flower is a very pale yellow, and butter yellow, I think, describes it. When you see this flower, you're going to think, boy, that is the same color as butter. It's a pale yellow and a very beautiful flower, and you will see that in fields and in rough places. It grows pretty well in those places and is going to be getting more and more prominent as the week goes on. There's a grass out there that most kids anyway are familiar with. It's got a very tight flower head that looks a lot like a cattail, except that it's smaller and it's green. So it's about, maybe 2 inches long. 1¾ to 2 inches long, this tufted kind of thick flower head. And that grass is called Timothy. And Timothy grass is up, not yet blooming, but the flower heads are there, and you'll be able to check those out pretty easily. Ran into a woodcock this past week, actually twice, and both times my dog scared it up, and both times it was very close to both of us. It held its position until right the last second and then flew up, 10 feet away from us. So kind of exciting to see that. And something else that happens every year about the end of June, I have seen my first dead crow. Now, you may think, well, what significance is that? Well, the crows are pretty darn smart, and you don't see a lot of dead crows along the roads, except for the end of June, which is just after they've learned to fly. So they fledge, and they get a little bit of instruction from their parents, and then they find a roadkill along the road, and the family drops in for some food, and all at once, a car or truck comes racing by, and these crows, for the most part, know exactly what they need to do, but occasionally one makes a bad decision and they get hit by a car. Now, I have watched dead things along the edges of roads for years and years, and there is only this short period of time when crows are, I won't say common, but let's just say more likely to be dead alongside of roads is at the end of June, when they're just learning about such things as cars. If you are a fruit picker, if you're a berry picker, now is a good time to get a field, because strawberries are ripe and delicious. I don't think that you ought to eat wild strawberries if you want to not know what strawberries taste like. If you eat a wild strawberry, every one of those fist-sized strawberries that they sell at the grocery store is going to taste terrible as a result. That's my experience. Maybe you have a different experience. Every once in a while, I buy a strawberry and it tastes okay. But there is nothing that compares to a wild strawberry. And if you are patient enough, if you are intrepid enough and you get out and pick these things, your rewards will be immeasurable. Now, I come from the black bear school of berry picking, which is to say, if I find strawberries, I'm likely to sit down and pick a bunch of them, but none of them are going to languish in my hand or a pail. They're going from the bush to my mouth, and that's pretty much how I eat my berries, which is why you never want to take me berry picking with you, because I'll have a very empty pail and a very stained set of fingers and lips. The other plants that are coming into fruit right now, blueberries are starting to take a blush. So if you, especially if they're growing on rocky areas, I would be out looking at blueberries right now. They're going to be ripe in the next week. And Juneberries. Now, I have a domestic variety at home, and it is a little bit accelerated from the native varieties. Now, my plant flowers later than the native plants, but it produces fruits earlier. And many of you have probably heard me talking about Juneberries in the past and the fact that they flower synchronously. That is, if the plant decides today is the day to flower, it's going to open all of its flowers. Not a few, and then a few more the next day, and a few more a day after that. They're going to open all those flowers almost immediately and synchronously. They fruit asynchronously. So even though my Juneberry plant flowered all on the same day, the fruits ripen at their own pace. And you get a few that are ripe today and a few more that'll be ripe tomorrow. And the day after that, a few more. And the day after that, a few more. And if your intent is to harvest Juneberries, you need to get some poultry netting and put it over your bushes, because the birds are watching those things just as closely as you can imagine. They're checking them out every couple of hours. You're checking them out every couple of days, maybe, or every week. And those birds are looking every couple of hours. And when they find a ripe one, they're going to eat it. So if you are looking at Juneberries, now is the time to get ready. Now is the time to buy that poultry netting and get it up there, because it won't be very long and you're going to be cut out of those Juneberries by the birds. Pardon me. The hedge bindweed is blooming right now. Hedge bindweed is that plant that almost everyone who sees it is going to say, oh, morning glory. Well, the hedge bindweed has the exact same flower, that big 3-inch long trumpet-shaped white or pink flower, beautiful thing growing on a kind of a trailing vine. And the hedge bindweed is differentiated from the morning glory by the fact that the leaf of the hedge bindweed looks more like an arrowhead or a spear point, and the leaf of the morning glory looks like a heart. And if you think of the Valentine-shaped heart, that's essentially the shape of the leaf of the morning glory. So hedge bindweed is blooming. There are a couple of other bindweeds that are blooming as well right now. The black bindweed, which has a flower that is nowhere, it doesn't look anything like the morning glory or the hedge bindweed. The black bindweed flower is tiny. It's white. It's like a cluster of 15 or 20 flowers at a group. And it's also blooming right now and has been for a few weeks. My neighbor Marvin reported that the sandhill cranes that nest down below our houses in the bog have brought their colt up to the fields. And they bring it up to the fields, and then they take it over into this little pasture area where there's some trees growing. And they hide it, and they leave it there, and then they disappear. And then they come back, and they call loudly, and it comes out and joins them. And the interesting thing about this is I was checking back in my records, and this note was on the 27th of June in 2020, Well, on the 27th of June in 2018, Marvin had the same report. That is, the Sandhill Cranes brought their baby to the field today. So they are consistent, although they seem to favor the even-numbered years over the odd-numbered years. Monarch butterflies, I'm seeing a lot more monarch butterflies right now. What happens is the monarchs come back by migration. They lay their eggs and on the milkweed plants, and those eggs hatch, become caterpillars, and then go through their transformation, their metamorphosis, and emerge as adult monarch butterflies. And we have experienced that now. So for the middle 2 weeks of June, you didn't see very many monarch butterflies around because there weren't many around. Those that came back had already laid their eggs and died, and the eggs had not yet matured into caterpillars and butterflies. And so there was this two-week period in June when you didn't really see many monarchs. But now, in the last couple of days, I've begun to see a lot more monarch butterflies. They will go through the same process. Pardon me. They will actually these newly minted monarch butterflies that have now, you know, from egg to adult took 30 days or so, and that group now will do the same thing. The adults will lay eggs, and sometime in late July we'll stop seeing monarchs for a while, and then toward the end of July, first part of August, we'll start to see monarchs again. And that generation of monarchs are the ones that will migrate down to Mexico to spend the winter down there. Lots and lots of dragonflies right now. If you are bored with butterflies, or if you want the new challenge, if you have already mastered all of the butterflies you're likely to run into, start looking at dragonflies. They are absolutely gorgeous, and there are a lot of them, and they are quite prominent. Right now, the ones that are catching my eye are, well, mostly 12-spotted skimmers, the calico pennants, the widow pennants. I haven't really seen a lot of blue darners yet this summer, but it might be just location. But they're checkout butterflies. They're absolutely fast butterflies. Checkout dragonflies, butterflies too, but dragonflies, absolutely fantastic right now, and lots of them. I got to look at a couple of red fox kits the other day. They were cute and frolicking. It was a lot of fun to see them. Goat's beard has gone to seed, so you see these giant puffballs that look like a dandelion that was maybe on steroids, softball size or baseball sized fluff of grayish white. That is the flower or the seed stage of the goat's beard. And the other morning I was coming out of my house and driving down the driveway, and all of a sudden I saw these four or five little birds get up. And it took me a second to realize that they were baby grouse and that mother was right there. They were all taking a dust bath right on the edge of my driveway. And they were fluffed up and powdering dust up in under their feathers. And when I came along, why, the little babies all started flying, and mom took off down the road's edge for about 3 feet, stopped and ran back to where she had been bathing, and then dove into the woods with her little babies. And I didn't stop to harass them, but they are cute, and the fact that they can fly is not surprising. Ruffed grouse babies can fly at a very, very young age. Lots of tiger swallowtails, last flowers on the bunch berries. The winter berry, the northern holly, are not yet blooming, but very, very close. So check those out. And that's about what we have for phenology for this week. Hopefully you'll tune in again next week and we can talk some more.